This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another exciting opportunity for you to catch up on what's going on with the Dougs and the Dougettes. The Dougette in this hour of the program is Jennifer Horn, long-time Dougette. Sounds like something. Dig it? Do you dig it? Do you dig it? Doug Steffen here with a... I'm looking at some of the stories from the trades today, the radio trades, and I'm also looking, I belong to a group of old, it's called Radio Memory Lane. For those of us who have been doing this for a long time, there are a lot of great names, blasts from the past. I'm maybe one of the few people that belong to this group that still is on the air. And today, people are celebrating the memory of one of the great Los Angelians who was on the radio for like 80 years, this guy, Art LeBeau. Who passed away at the age of 97. He was on the air until last weekend.
Yeah, he was never off the air, which is probably exactly what he wanted.
Right, that's what I want. he had to go back to... I was looking at some of the things from his experience in Los Angeles, because he was a one-market guy. He was never any place but L.A. And back in 1958, he started Record Hops and the local TV dance show. The first one aired November 19th, 1958 on KTLA. Gene Autry hired him to do the dance show. So who remembers, who was even around in 1958?
Now, wasn't he syndicated, though? I thought he did like
for a while.
Opie's Request Show.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was on Sunday night. I'm trying to remember the call letters, the station. It was a station.
Was
he lived in Palm Springs.
Killer Oldies.
Right. Yep. Mr. Oldies but Goodies. He was now, he's gone to rock and roll heaven. Remember that song of the Righteous Brothers? If you believe, you know that song, right?
Which one?
Rock and roll heaven. If you believe. Huh? James, find the Righteous Brothers.
Or just
rock and roll heaven. Well, it's better if you listen to Bobby Hatfield sing it than listening to me sing it. If you believe in forever. Yeah, wait for a second. Just cool your jets for a minute.
You were starting it. I thought you were singing.
If you believe in forever. No, that's more up tempo or upbeat. But I bet a lot of people who are listening to this program, I'm looking at the story of the first woman to ever be a disc jockey. A lot of people think it was in a big city, and it was, WMAQ. Nancy Turner was the first one. You look at some of these old-time disc jockeys and the names, Lee Sherwood, Terry Stevens, Charlie O'Neill, Fred Sanders. You don't find stuff. It worked. It was listening to these guys, and I think who's in Los Angeles anymore since Charlie Tune is gone? That actually, I guess Gary Bryan maybe, but do we have
Shotgun
local?
Shotgun Tom has a
Shotgun
lot
Tom. Yeah, he's he's on right. Sirius now, along with Pat St. John. Yeah, right. All right, so here's, you asked for Rock and Roll Heaven. This is the Righteous Brothers version of that. Crank it up there, Jim. And now you recognize it? Jimi Hendrix.
No.
But you don't recognize this song?
No.
You're kidding. Really?
Sorry.
Oh, come on. No, crank it up, James. And most of the listeners will recognize this song. This is, you should get this song. Your father would be ashamed of you. You don't know. Jimmy Morrison. This This is so typical of 1980s rock, this song. And the Righteous Brothers so performed it to a T. They epitomized what was, in my mind, the best sort of sound. A lot of the noise that came out of the 80s, and for that matter, the 70s, but more of it out of the 80s, as we sort of transitioned into whatever the newer sound was. I don't mean to sound like some old fogey, now I know I'm sounding like my father.
I was going to say, I don't mean to sound like an old fogey, but I'm going to do it just for a minute.
This rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. I remember playing that. The first thing I ever played on the air in 1965 was the McCoys' Hang On Sloopy. That was the first thing I ever, when I cracked a microphone and actually announced something on the air, that was the beginning. And so it's gone on from then. And I've met and worked with, I'm going to...
Are we going to do a little water work?
Well, I am, because Jim Bohannon is going to be done this week.
Mm.
And, he's a great friend. And I know what's going on with him. And it makes me sad. Because he's really, in terms of being one of the strongest broadcasters, never mind his voice, but he's so smart. And he's had such a wonderful career since he started in Missouri as a big gangly kid when he was, I think, 16, 17, 18 years old. And he still has that voice, but unfortunately he doesn't really have that voice anymore. And so he had treatments last year and...
What's going on with him, for those of us who don't know?
He has throat cancer, esophageal cancer, and I think it's stage 4.
Oh, no.
So,
that's awful.
Yeah.
What caused all that for him?
He was a smoker when he was younger. That I know. I'm one of the few people that came out of that era that didn't smoke Cools and drink gargle with razor blades. And so, they're just is that kind of stuff that's what got, what's his face in New York? I'm trying to remember now who it was. But there have been a lot of people that have gone down that road. But Jim is such a wonderful guy, a swell person. And he's being replaced by, and I have to say that I don't know the kid, but I looked at his resume, and he's just another right-wing, more of the same. Jim, I knew his politics because I knew him well. I know him well, but you didn't really know his politics. You kind of did, but you didn't. You know what I mean? And it wasn't all about politics. Now, what Westwood One has done is go down the same street, the easy street, to have some right-wing kid go on the air and espouse the same stuff that Mark Levin does and everybody else. Jimmy was unique. He was himself. He had the ability with great guests to get the best out of him. He was a protege of Larry King's. And in fact, he was Larry King's substitute. He started Jimmy's 30 years. Yeah, when Larry King, when Larry King was doing that shift, and then when Jim was doing his weekend show, and he was filling in for Larry, and then when Larry went strictly on television, and I have a hard time believing this, but it was 30 years ago, Jim took over the night spot on Mutual at that time, and it became Westwood One, and has been on it ever since. So. Very, just a wonderful human being. Anybody that listens, you can kind of tell by listening to people, I think, what they're about. Don't you think? I mean, at this point, there's so few of the originals or so few people on the air who actually you get to know, and it's not all about politics. It's about, okay, what's going on in the world? What do we need to talk about? What matters to you? And strangely enough, politics isn't the only thing that matters to people. As a matter of fact, most of the surveys suggest that politics is way behind things like, how do I take care of my family? What do you do, in cases, where can we be a help? That's why I do so many sort of general, the old, what people call the old full-service morning radio programs. That's really what this is on a national scale, with all the information about food and how to fix your house and how to take care of your pet and how to feel better and what do you do for entertainment, that kind of stuff. It's just, I think there's a, and we have 418 stations, so somebody thinks it's a good idea. Anyway, I'd started this with a thought about Art LeBeau and to talk about Jim a little
bit. And for Jimbo, too.
That's, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yep. Okay. So here we have the hot sauce known as Texas Pete. Do you know Texas Pete?
Sure. It's got a cult following.
Right. So a guy who lives in L.A., leave it to somebody in L.A., named Philip White is suing them because he found... What?
Because it was too hot?
No. Well, that's...
Because that's very L.A.
That'd be part of it. Yeah.
And it burned my tongue.
Right. Yeah, right. That is very L.A. No, this guy found out that the Texas Pete hot sauce is made in North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
So he says they misrepresented themselves.
Liars.
Right. So he's... he bought his at a Ralph's store. How much does it cost? How much does Texas Pete hot sauce talk? $3 or $4
much.
For a bottle of it?
Yeah, or maybe a little more because of the label. But yeah, not too
the
much.
The plaintiff stated in the filing that the look of the hot sauce adorns the packaging and labeling with Texas imagery. And that's fakery. The Lone Star State flag is on the bottle.
But then you start going down a slippery slope. I mean, no offense to like Land O'Lakes or like one of the... I mean, do you think that your butter is coming from a nature stream? No, it's
no.
From a factory somewhere.
Right, exactly. So why is a hot sauce made in North Carolina named Texas Pete, you ask?
Yeah.
Back in 1929, a North Carolinian named Sam Garner and his sons... one of them was nicknamed Pete, trying to come up with a brand name for a hot sauce they'd created. And that's where Texas, it's on the website. It's not like it was a secret. You know, if you had Mexican...
about crazy things.
If you had Mexican... Is this guy going to sue because Mexican Joe isn't really a Mexican?
Right.
Okay, friend, help yourself. 18 after the hour.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
So if you're looking to lose weight and improve the health of your teeth, Doug, limiting your intake of soda and other sugary soft drinks, it just may do the trick. This is a new study that links sugary drinks to two common health problems in American adults, tooth decay and obesity, suggesting the two could be related.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 23 after the hour. Doug's Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here. Say happy birthday to Mick Arch, to Tim Jackson, to Mark Baggio, among others. Listening to the
say that again. What just happened to your mouth?
Mark Baggio.
Baggio,
yes. That's what your father sounds control. Like after he's got a couple of glasses of wine in him. Mark Baggio. That's it. Okay, let's get to some of the social media, the trending things. Doug's Dirt includes a story about Kanye West, once again, who is no stranger to controversy, kind of a little off the mainstream. He was promoting his ideas to the folks at Adidas. It's kind of a bizarre business move. He played a porno film for the executives. The five-man gathering was filmed, and it included a 30-minute YouTube video entitled Last Week. And you can see the footage of the get-together, and Kanye is there with a couple of his henchmen, with the Adidas executives. They're in a semicircle in a room looking at the screen. The meeting began with Kanye holding his phone horizontally in front of the businessmen, and the video was playing. After a couple of seconds, one of the men said, "Is this porn?" Kanye said, "Yeah." He continued to hold the phone close to their faces. "Come on, guys." One of them finally said, he moved Kanye's arm away from him. The point of the X-rated film was to draw a parallel, Kanye said, between its plot and his business dealings with the activewear community. Wow. He's concerned about manufacturing and distribution of his Yeezy brand. I've never seen anything But other than the, what was it, White Lives Matter? I don't know.
There's
that.
There's a lot. People buy his brand. He does.
Yeah,
it is
they
successful.
Do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is there about it other than him being a crackpot that attracts people to wear this stuff? Why is it different than everybody else's?
Probably nicely designed or he's got a good design style. Look, he's back and forth. You know, I mean, he's all over the place, but he also is very creative. I think, I mean, the line is not designed to be marketed to you or to me. So, I don't know. I that's why we probably don't have Yeezy, but a lot of people do, and he's very successful, and a lot of companies want to work with him. I don't know if they still do, because he's been so vocal about airing out all the dirty laundry. I mean, there are no secrets.
Oh, my God.
People are sending him text messages, and he is putting them up online and just airing it all out, which in some ways, I guess, is refreshing, and in other ways, you're probably scared to deal with him.
Yeah. Well, I think I still go back to when Obama said he was a jackass. I always thought that was kind of the whole that epitomized who he was and what he was all about. But yet he's clever and he's interesting. And after all, we're talking about him. We have for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So
he's doing something right, I guess.
Right. Exactly. He's got it. He's got it all covered. All right, so that's the update on Kanye West. His kid is Northwest, right? One of the kids is Northwest, I think, if I remember.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have an East Coaster. All right, anyway, enough of this. 28 past the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Analyst Brian Otten was the first witness in the trial of Igor Deshenko, the Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier back in 2016. Court documents show the FBI offered Steele $1 million if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. Otten testified that Steele could not do so, yet the FBI continued with spying on the President of the United States and his associates. National Security Communicator John Kirby said there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Good day show. Here's something that's fairly unusual. A pilot for Southwest is suing the company. I'm chuckling because of the reason that she is she's suing Southwest. Co-pilot exposed himself in the cockpit. Ooh, bad choice of words. Okay, well, in the front part of the airplane, right? What do they call it? Why do they call it the cockpit? Does anybody know the answer to that?
That is a good question, but this guy took it a little bit too literally.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Jay is out for another day or two dealing with her COVID. I just told her to cool it. Cool your jets. Just take it. A day at a time. That's with that stuff, that's all you can do anyway. So, you know, it's going to work or it's not going to work one way or the other. Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. youngster, the chicken nugget day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that.
Lakeview Elementary School in Norman, Oklahoma. The children love having the music teacher there give them chicken nuggets for whatever the reason. Anyway,
that's really weird.
Lunchtime, yeah, I know it. A third grader, Cashton York, began choking on his food. And it was, you know, you look at this and you think, my God, it's got to be the worst nightmare you could possibly imagine. So Garrett Brown leapt into action, administered the Heimlich maneuver. This is a youngster who's 8 years old. He knows how to do the Heimlich. Good for him.
Good for
him.
See,
that's a practical thing to teach youngsters.
For sure.
Right? So he was honored with the Hero Award at a special assembly yesterday. You can see some of the footage online. The youngster, you know, at 8 years old, what are you, you're not thinking about anything other than, what is an 8 year old? He doesn't think about fame, fortune.
Chicken nuggets.
I'm just telling you.
Thinking about
nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Right. That's what my Miles is thinking about chicken nuggets. He loves chicken nuggets. So, and he'll be eight in December. So he's right. I was thinking about that. He's going to be eight in December. I'm wondering about him and the Heimlich, whether I have to ask Megan whether he knows how to do the Heimlich or not, or whether anybody there. I think it's a great idea.
I'm sure Megan and Matthew know how, because usually first time parents, and they are to the T good parents, right?
Yeah.
They will
go
through first aid classes and stuff like
that. Well, it's also good for when you're a school, if you're a college professor. Who knows what the kids get into.
But, I mean, so. I think it's a great idea to have young kids learn first aid like that. What a great skill.
Right.
I mean.
Okay, that is good.
Why not teach it, actually, in schools? That could be something usable.
And very usable. Okay, so for the latest from Los Angeles, City of Angels, we turn to correspondent Jennifer Horn now, who's going to give us an update on the city council.
Hold on, I'm eating my popcorn.
Okay, here we go.
I started my show in Los Angeles yesterday by saying, all right, pop your popcorn, everybody, because they're going to turn on each other and start eating their own. And sure enough. So the city council in Los Angeles is made of 15 people.
Yeah.
And they're all Democrats. There's not a Republican among
them. Really? What a shock.
I know. And so the president of the city council, who, by the way, just for point of reference, is one step away from becoming mayor, because if the mayor steps down, which in our case, Eric Garcetti was going to go to India if his ambassadorship had been approved, one step away from the mayor's seat, because they would be the next person in line. There was an audio recording with someone from the L.A. Labor Federation, I think his name was Ron Herrera, that was released over the weekend by the L.A. Times, involving Nuri Martinez, the president of the city council.
Listen
Kevin
to these
DeLeon,
names, folks. All American names.
Well, it is important because of what I'm going to say. So Kevin De Leon, who is a councilman and has been, he ran for Senate against Feinstein. I mean, he's a pretty heavy player, heavy hitter in California politics. And then Gil Cedillo. So these three members of the city council, along with the labor union guy, are all sitting on a phone call together or in a meeting, but somehow the audio gets recorded. It gets hacked and leaked out from the L.A. Labor Federation. This guy has now resigned. And on this audio, they're talking about another member of the city council, Mike Bonin, who I have no love for him, but he's gay. He's adopted a boy, a young boy, as you know, his son is black and like 2 years old, like a little guy. And so they're talking about how awful he was and that Mike Bonin's raising him like a white kid and he needs a beat down. They called him a monkey. They called him all kinds of disparaging things in Spanish. And then they turned their focus onto Koreatown. And they were talking about Koreans being little, small, dark people, and that the president of the city council wondered
in the
what
world of
they
the most politically correct state, so they think, or so
well,
one thinks.
What insults me is that these same people call Republicans racist, yet they're the ones who are acting like this behind closed doors. And so there are many things to be concerned about. One is that they're saying these racist things. Two, that this hour-long conversation was about redistricting the city council districts last year, and they're trying to redistrict them out of the control of blacks. They didn't want too many black people in each of these districts. So then you have this race war between the Latino members of the city council and the black members. That's number two. And then the fact that the labor union is involved on this phone call, heard saying, I want to keep you three in power, so what do we need to do that?
Great.
It's not only racist, but it also is very demonstrative of the corruption in the swamp that has taken over the L.A. City Council. So it's
not
bad
just
on
L.A.,
all
over the country.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. The swamp.
Well, now she stepped down as president, but
yeah,
the
good.
Calls for all three of these people to resign are getting louder and louder by the minute.
Good.
People
yeah.
are really on them for having this conversation, and they should. This is totally inappropriate. And had anybody else delivered these messages, they would have been already put
excoriated.
In woke prison. Exactly.
Right, yeah. That's woke prison. That's a great. I didn't know that's. Let's write that one down.
That up.
Woke. That's good though. Woke prison. All right. Let's talk about religion. Let's get away from politics.
Yeah. Let's talk about something.
Let's talk about religion.
Politics, religion. Everything else your grandmother told you to avoid.
The United Methodist Synod, SYNOD. You know what a synod is?
Tell me.
It's an organ. It's when the group, many of the organizers, if you will, in this case, a lot of ministers, they get together every year and they have sort of a confab. And lately, the United Methodists have had a large schism. Is that all right? The word they have. They're now
the
Protestant religion came out of the Catholic religion. And it's called Protestantism because they were protesters, the likes of Martin Luther and others. So we have in the Protestant religion, we have various sects, S-E-C-T-S. We have Congregationalists. I came up as a Congregationalist. We have the Evangelical and Reforms. Reformed, you have the Presbyterians, you got the Lutherans, you've got the Methodists, you've got the Church of England. Why can I not? You understand. There's a whole bunch of different groups, and now the United Methodists are fighting with each other. So there are 300 congregations that are about to quit the denomination and start their own methodology, if you will. And they are upset. It's interesting to look at the flashpoints here, Jennifer, as to why they. It has nothing to do with Jesus and everything to do with God. It has to do with diversity.
Let me guess.
Which is anything
politics
else.
Probably,
right. It really is politics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many. That's what brings me around. I was on 60 Minutes on Sunday. What's his face?
Anderson Cooper.
Thank you. Anderson Cooper is interviewing a minister and trying to get him to admit that most religionists, most of the right-wing religionists are big Trump supporters. That was all about Trump. It's all about religion. And it was so skewed, it nauseated me. And he just basically nauseates me anyway. But at any rate, there is this focus now on American religion. The religious landscape has become polarized and politicized. So a lot of the major Protestant denominations, excuse me, are having, you know, this business about faith and quietly explaining what you're worshiping and, you know, the social services. That was one of the things I enjoyed, the things that we did as a high school group to help others who needed help. That's what I think that's part of what church is supposed to be all about. It's, in my mind, mainline denominations should have nothing to do with politics. You know what? Just keep Episcopalians were what I was thinking about a minute ago, Church of England. Keep your stuff to yourself. But they're starting. It's kind of like the reason I brought this up is because it sort of sounds like the city council meeting where these people are trying to protect their own, if you will. They want everybody to look like them. And so there's a fuss in the Methodists as to whether or not the minorities should be welcomed. I mean, it's pretty, in this day and age, they're debating the minority status,
unusual
sexuality,
right.
Theology, you know, all of this stuff. In a time when you'd think that the world needs to get together, these people are finding, like so many other groups reasons for them to be apart.
Don't you think that's by design? I mean, this is what woke. Okay, so woke culture in the name of diversity has separated us. When I like what I'm going to say, like if I said all lives matter instead of Black Lives Matter, that is somehow a racist statement.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah,
what
it's
I believe,
craziness.
Right?
Yeah, me
or
too.
When I was a kid, you looked at everybody like. I mean, my mom always taught me not to see skin color. That you just look at everybody as a person.
Yeah, me too.
And as an individual. But yet now that is racist to say that.
I didn't
that
even. That wasn't taught. That
you.
I just learned it. I just.
Yeah. It was kind of what you just did. Like everybody's the same, and you know you have differences on the outside, but everybody's a person on the inside. And now it blows my mind that that is somehow racist, and that we have to see people's skin color so that we can know their background. Like everybody of the same. Like my whiteness is shared with your whiteness, and someone else's blackness is shared with other person's blackness. We've all got our individual struggles, but you can't recognize it anymore. So I think this push towards wokeness has actually created more division because everybody's just looking at the outside.
That's the exact reason I told you this story. I'm sure there are a lot of Methodists who are listening, and maybe they don't even know what's going on. But their group, it's the United Methodist Church now versus the Wesleyan Covenant Association. That's what they knew, because Wesley was the founder of the titular founder of the Methodist Church. The titular founder of the Methodist
Church. I just like that.
I know. You like to hear that. Yes. Okay. Anyway, so that's what's going on. You have got any news from Scientology?
It's titular.
Los Angeles is the headquarters of all of the, right, Scientology.
It's part of our mayor's race, actually. Rick Caruso is running for mayor against Karen Bass, who's a congresswoman, has her speaking glowing things about the Church of Scientology, and he's using it against her, and it actually seems to be working, which is strange.
So, Danny Masterson, why do I remember him?
He's on that Seppi show, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's being charged in a rape case that's being heard in Los Angeles, and it's because they're putting Scientology, because he's a Scientologist, on trial with him. I think that's a kind of a stretch. 48 passed on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The answer is Y-E-S, yes. It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health Program, and the focus is on fish and brain food. Not that this is news to you, Jack E. Jackson Stockwell. Jack is a yes, Nuka chiropractor, by the way. Practices at his own clinic in Salt Lake City. People come from all over the country. Yours truly is one of them to get the Nuka treatment, to get your shoulders, your neck, everything is all there. It's all focused on the energy that goes through your neck. And Jack is a master. He's a miracle worker when it comes to that. But he also has, in the clinic, a lot of helpful ways for you to address where you are. He has developed, he and his wife Mary, who also is in the clinic, have developed the long life energy enzymes that are fabulous for the reasons that enzymes are important. We all need to have that stuff to make our systems work. So there's that and other things that you can get, including some of the standard process. He and I were just talking about some of the oils, the evening primrose oil, this cod liver oil, this tuna oil. But now here comes the story about mackerel and, in general, omega-3 fatty acids. What they were found in a study of 2,183 dementia and stroke-free participants, the higher the omega-3 index, the better the hippo, whatever it is in your brain. What do they call that?
Hippocampus.
Yeah, that's it, too. Yes, the hippocampus.
Yeah, the hippocampus.
Yeah, that's the role. That's your learning center. That's your memory center. So if you got lots
it's
of
also
omega
your
dreams,
emotional center.
Is it?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Huh.
So what is that? If you have a lot of omega-3s, are you less emotional or more emotional?
You're just,
how's that work?
Your brain can better handle the curveballs that are thrown at it.
Ah, okay. So omega-3 so, you know, anyway.
Yeah. It's surprising to a lot of people that your brain, by weight, is more than half fat.
Yes.
And the important fats that are in the brain are the EPA and DHA. Essential fatty acids that your body will not make these things. Most of the fatty acids your body needs for energy and neurotransmitter activity and everything else your body will make. But there's some it will not make. Mm-hmm. And the omega-3s it doesn't make. It must come in through the diet. And what Mother Nature has delivered to us is a wonderful delivery system for omega-3s in the sense of deep ocean fish. And macros,
so then,
macro is one of them.
Last week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I were talking about a study. I may have brought it up with you as well. The business about taking supplements because they don't do as much as eating the fish. And so the conclusion of the study, which was probably paid for by the Mackerel Association of America or some group like that, is that you shouldn't take any omega-3 capsules, supplements. You should just eat the fish. And I objected to that. Anyway, go ahead. What's your thought?
Well, omega-3 fatty acids are very fragile.
Yes.
Just direct light will break them down, let alone heat.
So is that why I have a lot of gas? Because I take 3 or 4 of these a day.
No, that's your gallbladder.
Huh.
And your ability to produce enough bile to break down the fat. The number one, bile has a lot of functions, but the number one function of bile from your gallbladder when you eat something is to emulsify the fat. And emulsify means
split it up.
Just making the fat particles small enough that it can mix with water and get through the digestive system. And when it's not functioning to the level it should, it's going to hang around behind and it's going to sour up a little bit, and that's where the gas and the fishy burps and all
right.
that stuff comes from.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the fault of the fat.
So Standard Process has a tuna, it has a cod liver oil, it has the evening primrose. What else it would fit into the omega-3 category?
Well, black currant seed.
Ah, right.
Black currant seed, and of course the Linum B6 and a few others. But all oils have omega-3 and 6 and 9. Just like olive oil. Olive oil is mostly omega-9 oil, but there's 3 and 6 in there.
Mm-hmm.
And cod liver oil, that is mostly where we get our vitamin A and vitamin D from an animal source, also has all 3, but it's higher in a 9. The omega-3s that we're talking about, like the evening primrose and some of these others, are higher in 3. So it depends on what you're after. But all animal oils have all of the 3, 6, and 9.
Check out Jack's podcast, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts, available at gooddayhealthshow.com. 59 past.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.